What will it take? What will it take for you to lose your faith? An overdue bill? A home foreclosure? Eviction notice? A broken down car you need to get to work? Better yet, a layoff notice indicating that your job terminates at the end of the day? How far does the enemy have to go to make you lose your faith? Maybe if you lose a loved one, you'll lose your faith. Or maybe if you run out of food and go hungry for a day or two, you'll lose your faith. If your spouse cheats on you or leaves you, you will definitely lose faith in God, right? If doctors tell you that you have a disease and you have months to live, that will surely push you over the edge of faith. If your paycheck is garnished and you have no cash on hand, surely you will curse God. Who wouldn't understand that severity of suffering to cause you to lose faith? Just in case you forgot the definition of faith, let me remind you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you don't see it, you still have to believe it. When you don't have tangible things, you still have to hope for those things you want or need, be it in God's will to give it to you. So when you see broke, God sees faith. You see eviction, God sees greater faith. You see no food in the freezer, God sees even greater faith. God knows we all see bills on top of bills on top of bills, shut off notices and red ink. God sees an opportunity to increase your faith. He can pay every bill and make a way for you to get ahead in bills. What will it take for you to lose your faith in God? The enemy is waiting on the answer so he can stop working so hard to shut down your destiny. Give him the answer to the mystery. He may leave you alone once he accomplishes that one thing that will cause you to lose your faith. But I doubt it.